You are now entering the prism.
I can't talk.
Ladies and jelk.
I don't know what that means.
Jelking?
What?
I feel like that's a...
I think that's a thing.
That's a word.
Who are the Nilk brothers? That sounds...
The Nilk boys?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that was like... some masturbatory
old man out. Jelking is definitely a masturbatory thing.
It has to be. There's no other appropriate word for that. That's such an
it's got to be like
word.
I think it's like when you're milking, like
you use your skin, your foreskin to.
Let me look it up.
We do the hard research for you here at Chill Prison Podcast. Welcome to the next episode. We're back down to two in a new room with a cool brew ready to drink and not really review because we don't do that, I guess. We're going to start off with a Budweiser Select. What is jelking?
This is the first picture on Google Images. It's a diagram on, it's a how-to diagram.
A masturbatory instructional.
It's
someone did a write-up on this. Talking to the mic, man. Someone did an actual write-up.
So it's basically where you're just pulling your dick.
But you're not actually, you're not stroking.
You're not stroking, you're pulling. It's to make your dick bigger.
Oh.
Yeah. One of those urban legends.
You tie a rock to the tip of it and let gravity do its work.
They do make dick weights. Seen them on wish.com.
My dick can't wait.
My dick's been waiting for 25 years. And it's pathetic.
So we're going to be trying a Budweiser Select full-flavored light lager by Anheuser-Busch Inc.
If you don't stop clicking that carabiner, I am going to Spartan kick you in the testicle.
It feels so good. It feels right.
It
this
it
has become my everyday carry. And this is
the Leatherman you stole?
The Leatherman I earned on my goddamn birthday, sir. Oh, so disappointed in you, but thankful at the same time. Listeners, Russell just... dumped over beer. We have an air of defeat about us today, and I think it's for different reasons.
No, I'm fine. I'm just fucking tired.
Yeah. You know what? What are you doing?
Making it so I'm not screaming into your mic.
Yeah, I know it was your idea too, and then you just immediately didn't do it. And I was like, "What? What's happening?"
Didn't do what?
You parked your, you're like, we could sit across from each other in the room,
well,
so there's
yeah,
less reflection.
I was hoping for you... comfier chairs and this thing to be set up.
The quality in this one's going to be questionable at best.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Jesus.
You got some work cut out for
She's
you.
Not supposed to be out there. But it you had already come in here before I got in, so I was like, fuck, whatever.
All right. Let's give this a try.
I should stick my mic in this mattress.
The ultimate pop filter.
Yeah.
Now it's a slop filter.
Oh, that doesn't feel
I don't
right.
Like the way that sounds.
Oh, it's just like the...
I hate that.
Like the... What's the fucking word?
Why does it look like Freddy Krueger?
Fibers. That are, that like kind of stick. Freddy Krueger did butt fuck me through this.
Okay. That makes...
I honestly don't know how. This is a knife cut. It's a knife cut.
This blade will kill.
Have you watched that show?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Show's fucking incredible.
It's a bunch of weeaboos before they discovered Japan.
Not all of them are weebs. Knife. Some of them are just red-blooded Japanese Americans. And then there's some of them who just fuck their sisters and make knives. And then there's that one guy who almost had a heart attack. Did you see that episode?
No, I didn't.
He got so exhausted. He got, because it's so hot in there. It was like the first challenge. And I was rooting for him too. I'm like, this guy's fucking got cool no means? Life. He's probably no. does this all the time. And then you could just see him start. He starts slowing down, and he's just like drenched in sweat. He's like, I don't know if I can finish. And they finally are like, hey, you need to go sit outside. But they don't give him like a handicap or anything. He just goes and sits outside and wastes like 20 minutes, comes back in, works for about 10 more minutes, and then just basically passes out. And they had to take him out on a stretcher. And he was like 300 pounds.
Oh. Can we... This one, I dedicate this beer to the paramedics who are going to have to lug my fat ass around when I finally stroke out.
The amount of fucking nosebleeds I've had in the past 2 days, I'm surprised I haven't had a stroke. It's been bad. Three yesterday. All pouring nosebleeds.
I have an ooze levels of gross.
No, not ooze. Like,
pour.
When you turn your faucet on, but only a tiny bit. Like, right after it stops dripping and it becomes one solid stream, that's what it looks like.
You got ghetto birds.
Ghetto birds?
Yeah. The helicopters that...
Oh, that's just Channel 4. They're looking for you.
They're never going to find me. Kind They're never going to catch me alive. That sounded really cool. Yeah, now I want to play the intro to Metallica's One. So what do you think's causing the gusher?
I don't know. But it's bad enough because it's all this nostril, and this is my good nostril because I have like a deviated septum. So this is always the nostril that it just automatically gets air in it whenever I'm breathing through my nose. Not right now. It's so like fucked up right now that I'm breathing through my fucking bad nostril.
I thought you were going to say I'm breathing through my back like a frog.
My asshole.
So I also have a deviated septum. What's going to happen when the podcast makes money and we can afford to get the surgery?
Well,
are our voices going to change?
I hope mine fucking changes. Because mine is excruciating to hear every fucking day. But my dad got his fix, and he said he wasn't super pleased. He didn't notice a big difference, and he also got, like, an infection or something after the surgery, so it was, like, just a bad
pretty much just not worth it
time. But everybody else I've heard said it was the best thing that they've ever done.
Like, they didn't realize what breathing was until...
Yeah, even Rogan says it. But his doctor's probably, like... stole Jesus's right hand before he descended into heaven.
And they use it as a glove to treat the patient. Like pull the bones out of it and then
Rogan fucking
re-glove.
Gillis was talking about his appearance the first time on Rogan like almost a year ago, I guess. And he was talking about it on his podcast, and he goes, yeah, I walk in there and I'm just like hanging around talking to the receptionist. I get my COVID test and everything. And then fucking he calls him Rogies. He goes, Rogies walks in there, gets his COVID test, passes it, obviously. And the nurse just takes out a needle and just jabs him in the arm with it. And Rogies looks at me and he goes, hey, you want some? He's like, what is it? He goes, oh, it's just a fucking vitamin cocktail. So he's like, yeah, I guess
I'm not gonna miss out on that. If
right,
if Rogan offers me a vitamin cocktail,
if Rogan fucking offers me,
he probably
fucking do it.
It's probably just his piss in a syringe. I'd still probably take it.
But he's like, fuck yeah. So like, he not only was he like, he's new to like being a famous comic,
right?
Going on there, and then he's like hopped up on vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin
B
for
like
the big
first,
one. Yeah. And then, and he's got a fucking dead arm cause it's intramuscular. And then he's like, Rogan's pushing all this on it shit on him as well. So he like goes home with a bunch of like alpha brain and stuff. He's like, yeah, I still got a whole bunch of it. I don't know what the fuck to do with it. But the last episode I listened to, I can't remember what her name is. It's a different comic. I've seen her before. And she she literally says something like, I gotta tell you something. The Jew in me kind of took over and I took every item from that vending machine.
Oh, is it just a free
it's
one?
It's a free vending machine with on it stuff and like supplements and stuff like that. Like it's like it's not like chips or soda. It's like fucking It's like it's whey protein and D-ball. Like,
elk jerky.
Yeah. Jelk jerky.
Oh yeah. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny. He's such a weird guy. But when you have that money, like he does an IV drip of something every, I can't remember what they call it, but it's like a step away from just going and drinking adrenochrome.
Like, what the fuck is
baby blood? But like, okay. Like he just gets it once a month or once every few months. And it's like this, Regeneron. No, that's a COVID drug. I cannot remember what it is, but like, it's just something that rich people do and it just makes you fucking younger. And he talks about it all the time. He's like, yeah, like the first time you do it, you feel like complete ass for like 2 weeks. You do it again. And then every time you do it, you just feel like you're 25.
Jeez.
I'm like, fucking, can I?
But you are 25.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
I don't want to feel like I'm 25 right now. This is what 25 feels like.
You're like, maybe keep the stuff then.
Yeah. Because he's like 55. He turned 50.
Yeah.
He was 50 in like when I first started listening to him. He's like a year older than my dad. So I'll ask my dad how old he is.
I mean, in our fictional universe, he is 55. Yeah. So, yeah. You can say that with a little bit more confidence, Russell.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
But yeah. I just want to be friends with Rogan.
I just want to do something that's worth my interest, that would actually pique my interest if it were coming out of someone else. I think that's what I really want out of life. I want to leave some money and a decent legacy for my family. I want to make that grandson in my lineage that probably will never happen have to live up to really high standards and then break and then rebuild himself stronger than ever, than anything I could ever become. But the legacy is so like inflated in his head that it feels justified. Yeah, I hear it.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, it's fucking Stanley Steamer guy or whatever. Or the Orkin. They have the Orkin people 2 houses down.
And the Orkin people have like a motorized pump or something?
I think they're fumigating and vacuuming and something. Because they've been here all week.
So I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard that if they fumigate one home, the homes next to them tend to catch the ones that ran off.
That makes sense. We already have ants. Like, really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, like, we knew that coming in.
Okay.
But I dealt with them before. I know how to deal with them. You just gotta be smart.
You'd be smarter than an
ant.
Take
out the queen.
Hold the queen hostage.
That's how we got rid of England. Don't tell him yet. It's not
There's
done.
Been a stand-in this entire time.
Yeah. That's, yeah. We just took a mental patient out of a hospital. That's why, like, the kids are, like, her kids are a little bit more normal than they used to be. Because they didn't actually inbreed to make her kids because she's not the queen.
Right. Gross.
So I have a conspiracy theory.
First, you had to tell me what you think about this lager.
It's Bud Light. Tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember when the president of Haiti was assassinated? Like,
it's so weird. Like, I kind of forgot that happened.
I did too. So I'm listening to a new podcast called Daddy Issues. It's this guy who's 28 maybe, and his dad just bullshitting, and they basically argue all the time because his dad's like this macho kind of like
man's man
kind of guy, more conservative but like
open to discussions.
He's so easy to communicate with. Just like he's such a nice, gentle guy, but like he's got his principles and he wants to tell you them, but like he's not going to hurt you if you don't. Like he's just like he's a lot easier to talk to than I feel like my dad would be. But I was listening to older episodes and I found this out. So Haiti was one of like four countries that refused imports of COVID vaccines. Okay. Haiti, Tanzania, Swaziland, and one other country.
What the fuck is Swaziland?
It's in Africa.
Okay.
Those four countries, there was a fourth one, I can't remember what it was. Those four countries were like the only four countries in the world that were refusing vaccines outright. Within 6 months of each other, all four presidents or leaders of those countries died.
That's spooky.
COVID unrelated.
Right.
And one of them was for sure assassinated. And I think the president of Swaziland, they like think he was assassinated. Like it was like a mysterious death. And then the other two, I don't know about, but they all died within 6 months of each other.
God bless.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
We live in a society.
You want another one of these?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm digging the new location quite a bit.
Me too.
That central heat and air in our new studio is significantly better immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah. I feel good in here, and I don't feel like I'm going to fucking die.
I think this is the first time you've recorded with shoes on.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it. I got in late.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not going to subject you to fresh feet.
I appreciate that.
I can already feel that these puppies are ripe.
So you just know when you crack the seal.
Like, you know when you get your fingers soaked and they shrivel up?
Yeah, you get the raisin effect.
Have you ever raisined just the side of your foot? Just from walking around and having fetty sweets?
Like on the outer rind?
Yeah.
Or the inner rind?
Yeah, the outer.
Yes, actually.
And have you ever touched it?
Yeah.
And it hurts, kind of?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you got going on right now?
It's permanent.
So the only time I've ever done that, I also experienced severe chafing.
In your balls?
On my penis head.
I've had it around the rim of my penis head.
It was like, yeah, it was. It was the like top front ridge. You have the dinosaur head, and then you have
the
edge of the helmet.
Like where the horns would sit on a triceratops, yep. Not behind them.
The flat blade thing behind the triceratops horns.
So like basically that cliff side.
Yep.
Okay.
The corner of the cliff.
Yeah. I've never had that corner, but like the ring where like you feel like you could just pull it and like you'd just be all muscle and head. Like I've had that. Lube is always just a necessity in all situations. Especially sexual. Just with anybody. I don't care how WAP you are. Or WAP, whatever it is.
You just haven't had good sex. If you haven't.
I don't care what gynecological disease you have to look like or to smell like Huts. What I assume Meg the Stallion smells like. just because it's wet doesn't mean it's not a yeast infection, Meg.
Is she the one who did that?
Yeah, her and Cardi butthole.
Okay, for some reason I thought it was Nicki Minaj.
They're that same person as Cardi B.
Right, right.
I'm pretty sure it's like the Avril Lavigne situation where Avril Lavigne was assassinated and replaced in 2007. But they didn't assassinate. It was like, it's kind of like the, like an inversion of that. They just killed the character of Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj just was like, my name is Cardi now. Like, they're the same person. They make right. The same music.
They are the same person.
And they're both equally annoying.
So, now that you brought up Skater Boy Girl,
Oh, dude.
I'm glad that she didn't die, or at least that there is an aged representation of her, because she was like probably one of the first girl crushes I'd ever had as a kid, and I maintain that she is beautiful, even though she's not as beautiful
even
as I built
she's
up
like
in my
70.
Head.
Yeah.
Right, right. And I can recognize that. But
like, have you watched the Skater Boy music video,
first...
like the original music video for that recently?
No. Because she was one of the first people I just thought
she's just
was
one of
attractive,
the first women that any boy saw
recognized as
yeah.
beautiful. Like I can to this day think that she's beautiful, even though her at that age,
yeah,
at that time capsule is inappropriate.
Look at her.
Right. And yeah. now I'm glad that she's older and also still just a pretty person.
I got what you're
I mean
saying.
Like level with me here.
Yeah.
Because if she had died, if she had Cobain'd,
all over my fucking watch.
What?
There's blood all over my watch.
Fix it.
I'll have to wash it. I didn't see it this morning.
If she had passed as early as Cobain, right in their prime, when they were most popular, I feel as though I would have uncomfortable thoughts. I would be very uncomfortable.
Let's be honest here. Kurt Cobain was not in his prime. Maybe career wise.
He 2-day shipped his spirit to the nether realm.
But he was definitely not in his prime when he toe fucked the trigger of a shotgun. That's like, I think, the opposite of prime. He was more in his Megatron.
No, that's cowardly. We'll say Starscream.
Starscream is the coward. What are you talking about?
Yeah, suicide's the coward's way out.
No, it depends on
what
culture
you're
in.
That's
literally
what they call it.
It depends on what culture you're in.
It depends on the situation.
If you're
I get
Japanese,
that.
It's the right way
it's
to do
honorable,
things.
But we're not, even though I love samurai swords.
You got the eyes for it.
I've been told that a lot.
I don't know why. It's weird, but you're the only black Asian I know.
I mean, that's not true. We have...
Blasian
literally, we literally have a Blasian at the Clown Car Factory that gives me sake recommendations.
In our department?
No. In Deuce. Deuce Bigelow. Second Gigolo.
The fuck are you saying?
In the second Clown Car Factory?
Yeah, I got
second
that
plant
part.
Building?
Yeah.
He, there is an actual half Japanese, half black man
Those
that
don't
works
exist.
There. Well, I found it, so... He's my El Dorado, leading me to the city of Golden Sake.
Just Blasian Saddles.
Yes. And then there's also another dude who I guarantee you... Let's be honest.
All Asians
almost
are black.
All
oh.
black people in our region that are around our age watch Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
and,
fuck
and
yeah.
Hunter
it's
X
insane.
Hunter. So, like,
well, just Dragon Ball... I know more black people that have seen Dragon Ball than I do any other group of people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That you people watch that so much.
I mean, I enjoy it. So, like, truth be told, I think almost all black people are a little Asian. And Asian people do not like that.
I have a burp stuck in my throat. Okay. It's still stuck. Oh god,
I'm very scared right now. So,
oh god, I'm not eating more.
Shut
of
up!
Fucking...
God, eat it.
It's wet.
Eat it.
What the fuck is this?
Read it.
I taco truck jelly. That's Where the fuck did you find this?
I don't know, but you have to talk into the microphone.
Late Night Taco Truck Jelly Beans.
By Brock's.
Where did you buy this from?
I don't remember. I bought it a month ago for the show, and I don't remember where I got it. I'm assuming it was Target.
These flavors look horrible. There's margarita, churro, horchata. Those sound okay. Salsa, guacamole, and beef taco.
You're getting a dress taco by the end of this night.
A dress taco?
Like a fully condiment-loaded taco. You're going to eat the combinations.
Oh, that... My stomach hurts looking at it.
It's fine. Oh, yeah. I bet it smells like an asshole.
It does. Smell that. It smells horrible. That smells like grease traps.
That is an uncannily accurate description of that.
Oh, God. And they're old, too.
What?
A month ago?
It's not a fresh fruit.
Yeah, but, like, look at them. They look old because of the designs. All right, I'm not even going to look. I'm just going to guess. I'm going to throw up.
Let me see it first. Okay.
That might just be margarita.
Yeah, I think it was in the middle green one, whatever that one was.
There's two greens.
There's one that's in the middle of the bean stack.
That's guacamole. That did not taste like guacamole to me.
All right, let me see the next one a little bit better.
Oh, I looked. Hold on.
Don't reinsert the beans. Let me see it first. Okay, now turn the bag. You tore off the legend. Okay.
My penis is all right. Still attached.
It's one of two. Now guess. Is that your fake news fucking Facebook check?
No, because my penis's nickname is Larry Bird. Because Larry Bird's nickname was the legend.
Who was beaten by magic. But that's not what you want to name your penis because of the implications.
No, it's because he makes a good team with a black guy. Larry Bird and Michael Jordan, best team. My dick makes a good team with a black dick. I don't know what to tell you.
But what dick beat Larry Bird? The Magic Johnson, which is literally AIDS magic dick. Penis.
Magic penis with AIDS.
Yes. All right. What do you think it is?
Beef.
Yep, that's a beef taco. We don't have a spitter. We were not prepared.
Oh. All right. Chills, dude.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Is that salsa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do another one.
So I feel as though we can kind of figure out. These are loosely based off of them. There's still like a weird sweetness attached to it.
Okay.
Beef?
No.
It's like salty. Kind of smoky.
Let me see the bag again. Oh, yeah, it might have been.
That salt is what gave it away.
That was horrible.
All right. I'm going to build you a taco with salsa and guac. Okay?
Yeah. Watch it taste amazing.
It actually tastes like straight up Taco Bell. I said amazing.
Fuck you. Taco Bell's delicious. It's literally the best food.
I was joking on behalf of the listener.
Oh, okay. Fuck the listeners.
That's gross.
It's just an abuse of
power. He's
a
married man.
It's an abuse of power, but Louis did it. As long as they say yes.
Apparently not.
No, you can come back. Post-cancellation is the best life, too.
Because you have nothing to lose.
And everything to gain. OKC Men's Clinic.
I hope I don't accidentally give you margarita instead of guacamole.
Oh, God.
All right. I think I got it. Oh, Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just given Russell a salsa guacamole beef taco.
Oh.
Did it take you back to Tijuana?
It tastes warm.
That's amazing.
Like,
bean technology has gone too far.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah. Here's some redemption.
Horchata. These are two different fucking beans, motherfucker.
Don't fucking lie to me.
If you put beef in here, I'm gonna...
you got beef? That's just a delicious bean.
It's churro.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it doesn't really help. My mouth is coated with beef.
Well, I'm a vegetarian and I'm not fucking scared of him.
Tell your boyfriend. I am getting on
bruises.
The floor. I can't fucking do this. Fat to sit in my stupid fucking chair. Give me Betty's bed.
Hey, don't dox her.
Don't dox her.
Ha!
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. So yeah, I just think it all like stems vomit. From... my relationship with my parents. Just have a therapy session while I'm laying here.
That'd be incredible.
I've migrated to the floor.
Some of these beans are good.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
Those are disgusting.
I'll continue to eat the good ones and only leave the bad one for...
my wife.
I was going to take them to home to my fiance, so she had to...
But put them in a jar.
Yeah, and then so there's no chance that you could be even primed for this.
And there's no way you can guess it, because you're not going to go, well, they're probably taco-flavored jelly beans.
Yeah, there's no way.
These are those Harry Potter vomit things. But I don't remember disgusting old meat.
Corner of McDonald's griddle.
Oh, fucking White Castle dumpster.
White Castle toilet.
Just White Castle. I've never been to White Castle. Is it good?
I haven't. I will go there.
What else does White Castle own? There's another chain, isn't there? Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack McCox. Don't they own Jack in the Box?
I don't think so.
I've never been to Jack in the Box either.
Jack in the Box has like a couple good things and then a lot of just trash. They have tacos that are coated in grease.
So they slap?
No.
Oh, no.
They give you two of them for 99 cents, and I'm gonna let you just sort that out.
Jesus Christ.
They don't have any cheese on them or vegetation.
It's like a bad meat.
It's a smooth corn tortilla, which doesn't exist.
Right.
With grease, more grease than meat.
Oh, God.
Wrapped around in like a Chinese wonton fashion.
Oh,
dunked
yeah.
Dunked in a grease vat.
Yeah, I've seen those. Because they're like deep fried, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they actually are, but I can say it with confidence. If they weren't actually deep fried, the process of cooking them with the ingredients that they have inside of them makes them deep fried.
The alchemical process of making grocos.
Grundle tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go for a run, which we don't, obviously, and you hadn't showered 3 days prior, and you go sit down to take like a mid-run shit because your bowels are all of a sudden...
Dude, those are the smelliest shits.
And
God.
Before you wipe your asshole, you instead wipe the side of your balls because they're just drenched in sweat. That grease from the corner between your ball sack and your thigh.
The beer grease?
Yep. That's what's in Jack in the Box tacos.
Nice. Are they like a Taco Bell type? Like fast food Mexican?
No, it's American.
Then what the fuck are they doing peddling tacos?
Whatever the fuck they want.
What else do they sell?
They sell Arby's curly fries. They sell the buttery Jack, which is actually good.
Is that?
It's like artery clogging. It's literally
a burger?
Sandwich. Yeah, okay. It's a sandwich burger doused in butter.
Yeah, that's Culver's butter burger.
No. That probably has a tasteful amount of butter.
No,
the buttery Jack leaks butter from all corners.
But it's probably margarine.
It probably is. Because
You can legally do that here. Up in Wisconsin, you can't. It's illegal to sell margarine at restaurants.
Because it's like breaking the trust of the consumers, or is it a lobbying effort on behalf of the dairy farmers?
Both. One, nobody likes margarine. It's disgusting.
Anyone
and bad
who
for
says
you.
They prefer margarine is a liar.
Anybody who says they prefer margarine is
embezzling from the company they work for.
Is a gay communist. And
wait.
And steals condoms from children.
No, they poke holes in condoms that they find in children's wallets and then place them back.
They figured out a way to pickpocket dogs.
Yes. Anyone who prefers margarine pickpockets dogs.
Oh man. They donate money to Al Qaeda. They call paying taxes charity.
Anyone who says they prefer margarine puts shit on the top of ceiling fans.
Hey, that's a good pastime. Because then the shit can't hit the fan. It's flying away from it.
Is that Homeland Security?
And I'm proud to be an American. Dude. So. I saw.
Where at least I shit on me.
So I follow the ATF on all of like social media because they're fucking retarded.
With a D, guys.
No. No.
Hard T.
Full on 27 chromosomes. They... they keep... Like, they had a string of posts, like, congratulating themselves on making an arrest. And there was one that was on making arrests. And one of them was like, such and such was arrested for smuggling or trafficking firearms to... 3 different cartels in South America, and we got him basically. And if you and they leave their fucking comments on, so you go into their fucking comments, and it's like, "Hey, Obama did that with your help? Are they, what? Did you get him?" And then during like the Oklahoma City bombing anniversary, right?
Right. I'm following.
That was a retaliation. The Timothy McVeigh, horrible human being, should have been put to death immediately, right? But for them to go, we must remember the victims of the Oklahoma City bombing. It's kind of ridiculous because Timothy McVeigh's entire motive was that they killed his friends in Waco that same day. And they're fucking posting shit like... We didn't take any... This was not our fault at all.
We take no responsibility for what has transpired.
That's like post-World War II Germany but it's totally fine to just go, I mean, Hitler had good ideas in Germany. Like, that's how stupid you are. And then, today I saw one. Speaking of Hitler, they're like, it was like a Jewish holiday, or it was like the anniversary of a massacre on the Holocaust. But the post had to do with the Holocaust and like just kind of remembering, the victims. And it's like all the comments were like really snide, like, man, yeah, if only like the German government didn't disarm all the Jews.
Prevent them the ability to.
If only that wasn't literally the first thing Hitler did when he got power, was take away all of their ability to fight back. Well, at least all their dogs lived. I just want to make an ATF meme account at this point. So, like, I'm thinking, there's a series of memes that I thought up, and I'm not going to do it. So somebody please do it so I can laugh at them. So that trafficking operation to the cartels was called Operation Fast and Furious, right?
Yes.
So I want somebody to redo all of the FF movie posters.
Except
referencing the
crimes
scandal.
Committed using the guns.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure your wife could do that, but I don't know if you want any of that attached to your name.
No. It's just fucking, it's crazy how I literally at one point, because I was just going through, because sometimes I forget they exist, so I'll just like stumble on a post.
You rediscover them and then like reignite the passion.
Yeah, so I'll just join in and I'll just go through and comment like real shitty things. Like it's just a community of bullies.
Right.
We're just bullying the ATF. It's hilarious. And it literally, my last one was like, can you guys just please stop cell phoning? This is getting pathetic. Because every post is like basically referencing some horrible thing that they did, but they're just not saying anything about it. It's so weird.
Cell phoning. What is that?
Self owning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, please stop self owning. It's getting pathetic. The guy the guy who runs their social media accounts has to be trolling. He has to be.
There's no way that you lack that level of self-awareness, the base level.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's like the level of self-awareness that a baby has just to be uncomfortable when it's immediately out of the womb.
Yes.
That's what level of self-awareness you need to not be like this. And these guys are so ridiculous. It's hilarious.
Speaking of ridiculous, are you ready to hear what went down at the Clown Car Factory?
Go ahead.
So we have an auxiliary factory.
Don't be racist, though. I know how you get when you get angry and drunk. It's your white half.
So me and Sanchez were... Sorry, Horatio. Horatio, my bad.
Fuck, dude.
Me and Horatio were trying to, with your assistance, coordinate a movement over to a auxiliary outlet for Clown Car.
I'm gonna cut your fingers off.
And when and when every other thing got blocked off due to meetings. And then people complain, and they're right to complain about the content of the meeting. It's fine.
Yeah, what the fuck are you trying to say?
That you're a whiner. You're a little whiner for getting a raise.
I didn't get a raise yet.
I'm getting a raise. It's not fair. Shut up. Anyhow, everything fell apart. There was one initial mistake that... Ooh, I like that. One mistake created a domino effect and triggered 4 or 5 or 80,000, felt like, different mistakes. So one of the clown cars that I was supposed to take over to the auxiliary location was already gifted to another clown. That clown threw a fit when we took that clown's... This was last week.
Okay.
And the chieftain of our clown crew was on vacation. He's the one who actually sanctioned this relocation. So he couldn't give us any insight on what was going on. And our sub chief, baby chief, bald baby chief.
Little chief.
little chief. He told me to use my discretion and pick a clown car that would be most appropriate in that area. I did. I got it taken care of. I got the movement knocked out. And, you know, I accounted for the unforeseen obstacle. Got it done. Chief, Papa Chief, Big Chief.
This is this week?
Yes. Comes back.
Wait,
on
so
Monday.
The one we left, the one we ended up bringing over there was the wrong one again on Thursday.
The one that you and I had taken over there.
Yeah.
Turns out that was the exact one we should have taken over there, and we should have left it alone. But I got chastised. I didn't actually get chastised. My decision apparently was the wrong one when the chief came back.
Gotcha.
And so he said that we need to get a different clown car there with different... Yes, a rental clown car into that location. And apparently that was all wrong. That was...
Right.
That second, the correction, the act of correcting me was wrong. Because we went over there to go fix it. To fix the mistake I didn't make. After the initial mistake.
You're being so vague. Nobody's following this.
Yes. Pretty much.
Basically.
Someone said that I fucked up when I was fixing one of their fuck ups. And I did not fuck up.
And
when
so
I
went you to went to fix,
my
that fuck up. No, you didn't
I
go.
I returned.
Yeah, you returned from fixing the fuck up that they said you fucked up. And then
out,
they told you that the fix of the fuck up was actually a fuck up. And the previous fuck up was not a fuck up. And you need to go fix the fuck up.
Yes.
Fuck up, fix, fuck up. And
yes,
then you fix the fuck up, and now we're here, and tomorrow it'll probably be fucked up.
Yes, and I do have to go back over there first thing.
Why?
Tomorrow. Because we have a red plug.
Oh my God.
Instead of a gray plug.
Because we spent all day, I literally wasted all day yesterday, and fucking nothing, literally 8 hours, gone.
I have 4 days invested in this project. When I got it taken care of the first day. 4 days. And Horatio skipped his first break. He skipped his lunch. And he skipped his second break. He almost lost his wages for a full hour because I said he could go ahead and go home a half hour early.
But then you had to go back over there.
And now I still have to go back over there. When everything would have been fine if they had just let my decision ride.
Oh my God. It's because you're black.
It's embarrassing how stupid and how many times that we've been dancing around an issue that didn't exist, that was purely fabricated. This has been an insane week and I've gotten nothing done. I'm getting chewed on by accounting, by different orders, by our team for like a giant to order. It's just been insane. And I'm taking it all on the chin. I'm just so ticked off at how stupid these problems are. And it's because we're manufacturing the problems. We're manufacturing these issues internally. None of these problems would actually exist if I was just allowed to act on my own accord or of my own accord.
Honda.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Honda Accord.
Yeah, that one.
Act on your own Honda.
It's my civic duty.
That was so stupid. Have you ever slept in a hotel room by yourself?
No.
I'm going to have to.
Why?
So, we're going to see Theo in 2 weeks, or next weekend, basically, right?
Sleep on the floor like a man.
Well, no. I was under the impression that me and Eric were, like, we just get one hotel room.
Right.
His dad got two hotel rooms. So now, like, is it's a casino. So, like, is it required that since I'm alone that I have to have an escort? Or is that, like, something that's, like...
I mean, you're going to be considered... You're going to be involved in the conspiracy if you don't go up there with a lady of the night. You don't have to do anything with her, but it is required
that
you
pass through the threshold. I do, because it's impolite to not, at least...
Get a foot rub out of it. Don't let her make eye contact. In your presence?
The taco-flavored bean.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I was just like, oh, okay. That's a little... That feels weird. I don't know.
It's
like
really weird.
It's like being scared of the dark at 25 almost. It's like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a new place. You don't have your clearing system down yet, so you can't like sweep the building efficiently or the room.
Well, I don't think I can have a gun in a casino.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That would make sense to me because it's a drinking establishment as well.
Well, and it's also Hard Rock, so it's not an Indian casino, so it's gonna have state laws.
Oh man!
So I don't know what like the laws
That's
are.
That's weird. We have so many like baby Vegases in Oklahoma.
Well, you know what's weird is gambling.
Yeah.
In general, the fact that it's just illegal at all.
Yeah, it's your wages to do with what you will.
Yeah, like
you should be allowed to take a shit.
It's
in your
like
wages.
I mean, people don't get arrested, I guess, as much as they do for drugs, but it is like the culmination of what the drug war basically is. It's just the government's overreach on what you can and can't do with your own body and your own things. Because like there is absolutely nothing about gambling itself that is a invasion on somebody's rights.
Yeah, you're not infringing upon someone else's ability to exercise their own rights and freedoms.
Now, the culture that surrounds... I mean, the reason that gambling became illegal in the first place was to deal with, like, the mob.
Right. It was another, like, sideways avenue to try to address their problems.
But
where is the infringement of rights?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. Because then what happens is we make, by making it so that most of the time it's only allowed on Indian reservations, we make an entire culture of people dependent on income from something that's seen
as
by most people as immoral because it's illegal.
Right.
So you're just making these people be seen as
criminals
by anybody who has no idea, like anybody who's just like walking in the door for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just weird.
It's very weird. I don't have a good answer.
We should get off their land. You know what sucks?
Did you rent an Indian burial ground or something?
You know what sucks? We have nowhere to go.
Yeah, I'd be screwed.
Have nowhere to go.
Yeah, you'd be a little bit more screwed because I could blend in for like a half second. They would weed you out.
No,
instantly.
You have a facial hair. Why are you? I'm fat. Oh my God.
I could tell them it's prosthetic. They try to touch it like, hey, no.
You just go up to them and go, no, look,
listen.
And they're like,
listen,
oh, okay.
Mr. Touches your beard. You get out of here.
Man of the night.
Envy's your cock. Just awful Indian names.
Dick is bigger than most. Listen, Mr. Large Dark Staff. Mr. Two Walking Sticks.
Cock hits kneecap.
Oh, man. Mr. Wrecking Ball of a Glans Penis.
What the fuck is a glans penis?
The head of your penis. It's called the glans penis.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm scared to look this up. So I'm going to have to take it at face value.
You're going to.
You're going to take me in your face value.
What are we at?
Yeah, it's time.
Okay. Bye.
That was stupid.